Baritone Will Liverman is back on WGTE with his latest album release being Volume 2 of the Dunbar Moore Sessions that features Will's own original art songs set to poetry by Alice Moore Dunbar Nelson and Paul Lawrence Dunbar.
The cry of a man alone in the desert.
So last we spoke, you shared some thoughts on the album Show Me the Way, which is a celebration of women in classical music. Could you fill us in on what you've been up to since then, and also maybe where this latest release picks up with where you left off in Volume 1 of the Dunbar Moore Sessions?
Wow, yeah, it's great to talk with you again. Thanks for having me back for this. I'm really excited about this project. Yeah, since last we spoke for the Women Composers album, Show Me the Way, I've just been working. I've done a few productions since then and a few concerts. And on the creative side of things, I'd been working. Actually, when we were talking, I'd already kind of been working on this project slowly over the course of a few years. You know, this has been a passion project that's been near and dear to me since right around the time the pandemic started, when I first started writing Art Song for the first volume. And the second volume was like, you know, the full-blown idea of, you know, creating a complete album of Paul Dunbar's poems and all and his ex-wife, Alice. Yeah, and just really taking a step forward in composer land. I would have never believed that I would have done an album like this, you know, years back, prior to the pandemic. So it was a bit scary to release like a full album of all original things, but here we are. You know, I'm grateful for all my collaborators on the project, and yeah, it's been quite a journey.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about your headspace going into that as you were kind of embracing this identity as composer, and maybe some of the messages or themes that you were thinking about as you put everything together.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I just feel like I am a product of what I listen to, I guess, when it comes to the sound world and what I grew up with. I grew up with a lot of heavy gospel influence from my roots in church. I love spirituals. I love R&B, jazz, like especially like early jazz. And I don't know, just a lot. I mean, we all have our different sound worlds and genres that we love. For me, I think it was finding a way to infuse the classical singing and those sorts of genres together in some way in Art Song, and just finding things that poems that spoke to me, but and then, you know, on the music side, you know, these sound worlds that I grew up with, that's what I know. So that's just kind of how I approached it, and just making sure that the writing was just really honest and coming from that place. And yeah, and it kind of runs the gambit because it's, you know, it's a lot of different styles sort of within those 10 songs. Yeah, it's just a really personal thing to me, all inspired by the poems, of course. But I don't know, just kind of approaching it like writing what you know, essentially, because I never really studied composition growing up. And, you know, for the longest time, I thought I never had liberty to write anything because of that. It took the pandemic to sort of realize, like, wait, maybe, you know, I have the capabilities to, you know, come up with ideas. Why not put those ideas out and like flesh out what a song could look like or what a scene could look like? So that was sort of the foundation of it and how I kind of took a step forward with the project.
When storms arise and darkening skies,
if we were to rewind back to that time that you first encountered this poetry, what was it about it that struck you?
It all kind of started during the pandemic when my good friend and collaborator on the Volume 1, Lauren Snofer, she commissioned me to write A Golden Day. So that was my introduction to Paul Dunbar's poems. So she had done like a virtual recital. I mean, this is like prime pandemic. So like everything is split screen and, you know, we're taking everything in virtually. She did a recital and it asked me to write an art song for it. And so I did The Golden Day, and that's what led me to Paul Dunbar's poetry. You know, I'm not like a poetry snob or anything. I can't like look at a lot of poems and dissect what the meaning is and feels, you know, like I'm not an expert per se, but I would say like his writing, there's something about it that really spoke to me. It kind of made me go off the deep end after I had done the Golden Day poem for Lauren. I just kind of went on my own little journey of investigating his poetry. I mean, it's just he's such a brilliant writer, and it's a shame that he died so young. But him and Alice, you know, were such important figures in their time. And to think that they were a couple and wrote poems together, you know, is just a really fascinating thing and narrative that I just didn't know much about, you know. So it's kind of nice to do that research and then discovering his poems and yeah.
And it seems like by the end of it turned into a very collaborative type of project, many guest artists involved as well. If you want to talk a little bit about some of those guests and your work with them.
Yeah, that's honestly one of the highlights of doing work like this is, I mean, I love being in the studio. I didn't realize this is like my eighth album that I've been a part of. And I just the thing that gives me the most joy, I think, is working with other people and bouncing ideas back and forth, because I think that creates some of the best and honest work. And so in taking a step in composition, I found that it was really beneficial to work with like lots of different voices and, you know, figure out how these voices sing in my writing and learning from different voice types. And so that's why there's so many collaborators on this project. I really wanted it to be, you know, each piece or each track to be a completely different experience of, you know, how people approach it, you know, the range of singers, and most importantly, the collaborators that I've worked with, I just really admire and I love working with. They inspire me. And, you know, I was so glad that they said yes to this project and agreed to go with me on this journey. Yeah, it's a great experience in the studio with them.
I love how you approach that with such a unique perspective. I mean, being not only the composer, but also a pianist and a singer, do you feel like having all of those different facets of your performance and creative output, did that change the feeling at all of the collaboration in terms of the way that you interpreted the music?
Yeah, I started off in piano. That was actually, you know, for a lot of singers, we start in piano, and that's our introduction into music. And, you know, for me, starting doing gospel, and then I studied classical as well, sort of come back to that. I don't really play a lot. You know, it kind of makes me nervous to play and sing at the same time. I'll do it for some concerts, but like, that's the thing that I'm always practicing the most, you know, and combining those elements. But it was so fun to kind of come back to my roots as a pianist. And that influences the singing because, you know, on the singing side, I'm thinking about, you know, the line and the tessitura, and then getting input from other collaborators and people that I work with, and their feedback just helps to, you know, build the piece, and like it gives me ideas to, you know, change certain things. And I feel like one thing influences the other, and all the different hats that I put on for this. It was, I think, sometimes a little, maybe too much. Like, you know, you have the vision, then when you execute it, you're like, oh man, this is a lot. I don't know why I did this to myself. But, like, you know, and taking a step back, I'm really pleased with the work everyone did and coming together and implementing their ideas into the song and just putting their whole soul into it was really cool to witness in the studio.
Well, congratulations on that accomplishment. It's really fantastic. We're excited to share it. And I want to make sure that I have the release dates right here. Is this already out or coming soon?
Yeah, it can be a little. So we had the volume one came out in 23, volume two came out June 27th, I think, on that Friday. And then we have like the full collection of one and two coming out in July of next week, I think. Kind of just combining both volumes into just the complete set.
Gotcha. Super exciting. I noticed you had a couple of singles out there as well, Night and Farewell. Were those particular favorites of yours, or was there something about those that you felt like set the stage for the full album?
You hit it right on the head. I think those two songs for me sort of represented the sound world of which, this album represented. Just thinking about the differences of, Michael's Night is more on the R&B side of things. But I mean, he has classical chops and he's able to navigate between both, which is why I love his singing. It's just so clean and polished and easy. But he's got that R&B soul type of vibe, that he's bringing to the art song. Whereas Anne Morley, in Farewell, it's more on that, lyrical soprano classical side, just to sort of show the differences of, the sound worlds that I'm trying to create and infuse into these very rich poems. Just working with everyone, Isabel and Anne Toomey, Adam Richardson, Lady Jess, gosh, Lindsey Sharp, Jacqueline Eccles, Joshua Blue. Every day that we got in the studio was the highlight for me to be able to work with them, and for them to sing something that I wrote is such an honor, And yeah, it was a really cool ride.
With that background in mind, we'll let the music speak for itself from here. I've been speaking with baritone and pianist Will Liverman. We can also add composer to that title with the release of the Dunbar Moore Sessions Volume 2. Thank you so much, Will. It's been great to hear from you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.